Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, I got a charge on my credit card for Living Styles Advanced, and I don't know what that is, for $59.89. Could you help me with that?
Sure, I'd be more than happy to. One brief moment. Your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
First name is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Last name is Batson, B-A-T-S-O-N. Address is 2602 Fillmore, F-I-L-L-M-O-R-E, Avenue, Brooklyn, New York.
Thank you for the information. So let's see. I do show that that was a survey, and it was taken for the power drill. Do you recall taking a survey for a power drill?
No. The only thing I took a survey for was some kind of Cuisinart thing, and then they sent me some other stuff after it, and I called them, and they canceled it.
Okay, so this account was already canceled. You had called in, and that was on the 13th. That was the same day.
Well, why is it on my charge?
Yes, ma'am. I'm apologize for that. That charge will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so it will come off.
Right, 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, now, with those surveys, I'm never going to do one again because I don't trust it, but it didn't say anywhere that you had to pay $60 to do a survey.
The information was listed within terms and conditions. I'm sorry if it did go unnoticed, but the account's been canceled since May 13th.
Okay, so it has been canceled already, so it'll just not, it's still on my charge and it'll come off, so.
Right, it'll come off within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you so much for your help.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.